A Dyer County couple named the State Young Farmers of the Year. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Winner is, would you all join me in congratulating Eric and Joanne Maupin from Dyer County.
Well, I tell you what, I came to summer conference for the first time in 1996. And I'll never forget when they gave this award away. At that particular time in my life, I was still in college, actually, and I thought, you know what? I would love to win that one day.
Dyer County's Eric Maupin and his wife Joanne were named Tennessee's Young Farmers of the Year this past weekend during the 40th annual Tennessee Young Farmers Summer Conference held in Columbia. The Maupins farm on about 1,700 acres where they have row crops, beef cattle, and are distributors for Dairyland Seed Company.
We really didn't know if we would win. We were hoping, of course, but you never know. And so it's very good to be recognized for the things you do in agriculture, and I think that's what happened here tonight. I'm just at a loss for words, Lee, actually.
I couldn't believe it. We were just worked hard and very excited, and I knew this meant a lot to Eric and me, and just excited.
Now, for winning the state contest, the Maupins received a new Kubota RTV from the Tennessee Farm Bureau, along with $500 in cash and $500 in Farm Bureau services. Also, 150 hours free use of a Case IH tractor, an insurance policy on that tractor from Farm Bureau Insurance, a year's contract with American Sailor, and a trip to Seattle in January to compete for national honors during the American Farm Bureau Convention. Now, the state runner-up went to Brian Flowers of Giles County. The district winners were Jay and Alice Ann Juergen of Weakley County, Brian and Leslie Wright of Stewart County, Jason and Denise Sims of Bledsoe County, Jackie and Rachel Russell of Macon County, and Dusty Saylor of Washington County. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.